from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Attending Rutgers University has become more expensive again. Rutgers Board of Governors has approved a tuition increase for students this upcoming school year. The board approved a tuition hike of 5% for in-state students and 6% for out-of-state students. For an average in-state undergrad, this means tuition will cost almost $15,000. For an out-of-state undergrad, that will be around $36,000. A new ranking by World Atlas calls Wendy's the most unhealthy fast food restaurant in America.
That distinction can largely be blamed on things like its triple baconator, Frosties, and fries. As far as worst offenders go, Sonic came in right behind Wendy's, followed by Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, and KFC. The list looked at restaurants that serve meals that can eclipse daily calorie limits in a single setting. The rest of the top 10, from bad to even worse, goes like this: Quiznos, McDonald's, Smashburger, Little Caesars, and Chick-fil-A. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is calling on the state assembly to update its definition of anti-Semitism.
The bipartisan legislation would establish the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism as a law in New Jersey, giving law enforcement a clear framework for identifying and evaluating anti-Semitic incidents. It has already been adopted by 35 states. Congressman Gottheimer says it's outrageous and shameful that the New Jersey Assembly refuses to vote on the bill as hate surges across the state, especially after anti-Semitic attacks in Washington, D.C. and Boulder, Colorado. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
During 2+ hours of testimony last month before the State Assembly Community Development and Women's Affairs Committee, many groups spoke out in opposition of the measure. The IHRA working definition has become controversial, chiefly because it calls any criticism of the state of Israel anti-Semitic. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And how bad are these storms going to be? There's a storm watch in effect until midnight tonight. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to stay pretty muggy tonight into tomorrow morning. We'll have clouds and fairly numerous showers, even a heavier thunderstorm or two, which could produce a flooding downpour and some gusty winds. Lows will be in the lower 70s tonight. Then by tomorrow afternoon and evening, just a spotty shower or storm. It'll be mostly cloudy. Highs will be near 80. Mostly cloudy and muggy later tomorrow night, a low near 70. Still humid Friday. Clouds and some sun, the chance for a thunderstorm. Highs will be in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And right now, it is 85 in Orange, 78 in Hillsborough, 82 in Toms River. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.